You know, we've been hearing a lot about the threat to world trade from Brexit and the US-China trade war, but here's something else to watch. One of those issues that hasn't been flagged as heavily in the international media. It is the fact that a United Nations body, the International Maritime Organization, the IMO as it is commonly called, has mandated that effective next January 1st, marine fuel must contain a maximum of 0.5% sulfur content on a global basis. That is down from 3.5% today. Here's what it means for countries like ours.
Generating up to 40,000 kilowatts, this ship's engine is one of the most powerful machines on the planet. But it's also one of the most polluting, using, as it does, one of the world's filthiest fuels.
Marine fuel is a residual fuel that's the bit that's left at the bottom of the refinery.
It's a waste product, says Richard Mead, editor of the Lloyd's List shipping journal. And when ships burn it, they pump sulfur into the atmosphere.
The sulfur content itself is deemed to be quite harmful, been proved to be behind respiratory diseases in coastal areas.
Midships!
Here's the problem in action.
Port 10.
A captain manoeuvres a giant car ferry into its berth.
Midships!
15% of a ship's fuel is burned getting in and out of port. More is burned in coastal waters where the wind can carry the ship's exhaust inland. This kills up to 100,000 people a year, according to a study in Finland. Edmund Hughes of the International Maritime Organization says this was something the shipping industry could no longer ignore.
There was a clear demand for shipping to reduce its emissions and control its emissions further and bring down the level of sulfur in the fuel.
The result, an IMO regulation forcing ship owners to switch to low-sulfur marine diesel from January the 1st next year. A social imperative, he says.
Society is increasingly demanding that the fuels that we use have a less of an impact on wider society.
But there's a hitch. The switchover imposes huge costs on the refining industry as it scrambles to produce enough extra cleaner fuel. Jack Jordan is with the energy analyst S&P Global Platts.
To get more diesel out of your crude, you need to be installing all sorts of upgrading units in the refineries. These things can cost billions of dollars per refinery.
Which could discourage some refineries from upgrading, leading to shortages. The price of marine diesel could soar by 30% or more. The cost would surely be passed on to ship owners, and since they transport 90% of the world's traded goods, it'd be passed on to consumers. The total cost, says Jordan, could be huge.
They've talked about the idea of a $1 trillion cost to the global economy of this.
$1 trillion?
Absolutely astronomical cost.
Not everyone subscribes to this nightmare scenario. Edmund Hughes of the IMO believes that the refining industry will be ready to supply the new fuel.
We are confident that there will be fuel available, certainly in the key fuel supply hubs, and there will be the compliant fuel available.
And Bob Sanguinetti, head of the UK Chamber of Shipping, representing Britain's commercial fleet of 900 vessels, is also not unduly worried.
I would say the cost implications are unclear. There will be, no doubt, some pain, but I don't think it'll be quite as seismic as some people out there have us believe.
Nevertheless, the impact of the IMO regulation could reverberate around the world. 80,000 vessels will need the new fuel. If the price does soar, the repercussions for the global shipping industry could be enormous. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.